English for International Students. This is episode 2.5. Our language focus is Tone Choice Unpacked.
Before we get started with that, we just wanted to thank a couple of our listeners for commenting on our blog. Sarah A. let us know that it's really great to have access to authentic material. Such a breakthrough considering the traditional way of how language teaching was approached. Thank you for all the effort. You're welcome, Sarah A. We also heard from Greta, who told us, I really like how you can work with this transcript as actual L2 input. We really lack that in the field. Engaging content. Thanks to you too, Greta. I hope you guys are listening.
Okay, so our language focus for this episode is tone choices.
Woo!
Yes, we touched on it just a little bit last week, and now we want to talk about it a little bit more in depth. Unpack it, if you will.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So, let's have just a little reminder, what is tone choice?
I believe that tone choice is basically the movement of your voice. That's what I said last week. It's the movement of your voice. So whether your voice is going down, level, up. So some languages actually have tone choice as part of the meaning of their words, such as Mandarin and Cantonese and lots of other languages. But in English, tone choice really conveys the meaning also.
Yeah.
But instead of it meaning a different word, depending on my tone, it means a different feeling to what I'm saying. So we use different tones to indicate that we're asking a question, that we're making a statement, that we're giving new information, that we're listing, like I'm doing right now, in a level tone.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So let's talk about what some of the different specific tones mean.
Yeah.
So we have falling tone, rising tone, and level tone,
yes,
which you just mentioned.
Yes.
So let's talk about first, maybe in the context of like teaching, where someone is giving a lecture or making a presentation where they're talking for quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
What do falling tones usually mean?
In like a lecture type of situation, a falling tone would mean that they're giving you new information, or that they are coming to a kind of an end point to their statement, or something like that. When you hear a falling tone, really when a native speaker hears a falling tone, that's kind of like a cue that you're maybe moving on to the next topic, or maybe that you need to take notes of what was just said because it's new information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of an example of like something like that. So let's say I was giving a presentation, let's say about tone choice. And so I would say, and that's the reason why we use falling tones.
Mm-hmm.
People would have the sense that that was kind of the conclusion because I used a falling tone.
Mm-hmm.
And people would expect that I'm about to move on to something else.
Yes.
Or that it was new information.
Yes.
Do you guys have any other examples?
It's kind of like the punchline.
Yeah. And by punchline, you mean?
Well, a punchline is when you're telling a joke. You know, like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why? I don't know. Why?
To get to the other side.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the punchline.
I'm not a very good joke hearer.
Clearly.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, but to get to the other side, okay, clearly I'm not a very good joke teller. To get to the other side is the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
That means, like, this is the climax, basically, of my joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you can see, when I said that, I used a falling tone even. I said, to get to the other side!
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so then we also have level tones. So no rise or fall in pitch. So for instance, when I said, and by punchline, you mean, I used a level tone, which indicates that there's more to it.
Continuing.
So, yeah, I'm continuing.
Yes.
So in that case, I was asking you to continue, but if I'm giving a presentation, then I would use a level tone, like when I'm delivering a list, which mm-hmm. kind of tells people I'm still going.
Yes.
I'm still going.
Yes.
I'm still going. Yeah.
Exactly. So level tone is like continuing, listing. I'm doing it right now again.
Yeah.
But also, you can use a level tone to show that you're bored or don't care about what the other person is saying.
Yeah, that's how often I think it comes across.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is using really level tones all the time, they sound really boring.
Yes.
And it's hard to keep track of what they're saying. If they speak for a long period of time, they're just droning on, they sound right. like a robot, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah.
You can kind of think of, you can kind of think of falling tones as, you know how whenever you're writing a paper and you have paragraph breaks?
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of think of falling tones in that way, because it's somehow dividing up the talk. So that's why Lindley was just saying, whenever you're using level tones the whole time, it's really easy to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever a speaker's using level tones the whole time, it's really easy to get lost because there's no, like, break points. There's no, like, way to break it up.
Yeah. Their speech isn't divided into parts that you can kind of comprehend one piece at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like reading a 20-page paper which has zero paragraph breaks.
Ugh.
That would
intense.
Suck.
I mean,
that'd be horrible.
Yeah. Okay, so what about rising tones?
What about them?
Oh, yes.
Touché.
Yeah. So rising tones, what do they usually do?
Rising tones, we use rising tones a lot to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to specify that this is usually a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, is your name Lindley?
Yes.
Okay. So if you notice, I said Lindley, so mm-hmm. I used a rising tone, and that means I'm asking a yes or no question. And we even use rising tones without words whenever we're being inquisitive. So someone might say something that I don't understand, and I say, huh? Or like, hmm? Mm-hmm. Or,
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that is a rising tone, which is asking a question. So you sound uncertain. Also, if you say a statement with a rising tone, then that means that you are uncertain. So, for example, I could say, today is March 3rd. That means I'm not sure, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I think also, there's one exception to questions when it comes to rising tone, and that's like WH questions.
Yes.
So you mentioned that rising tone is often used with yes or no questions,
mm-hmm.
but on WH questions like who, what, when, where,
mm-hmm.
we tend to use a falling tone.
Yes.
So to use the same example, what is your name?
Mm-hmm.
That typically has a falling tone
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, is your name Rachel?
Yes.
And that's important because I think oftentimes if someone's teaching or making a presentation and they include questions, if they use inappropriate tone, it can really confuse the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even recognize the question
yes.
or know if they're supposed to answer it. So that can be, it can really affect the interaction between people.
Exactly. Like if somebody says to me, is your name Rachel? I am probably going to walk away.
Just leave.
I'm
yeah.
just going to leave because I'm going to be like, okay, this person has clearly got a problem
yeah.
that I don't want anything to do with.
Yeah.
So it's really important. It's really important to use the correct tone.
Your relationships are hinging on it. Yeah.
But maybe so,
yeah.
actually. Because if you're trying to, for example, make friends with native English speakers, and you're maybe unknowingly using the wrong tones, they could just be confused all the time, and, you know, that could really affect your time together.
Yeah. And you mentioned if someone overuses rising tone, especially when they're making statements, that they come across as uncertain,
yes.
that they don't know what they're talking about. What happens if someone uses too many falling tones?
If someone uses too many falling tones, that can come across as being angry.
Mm-hmm.
Or closed, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing about rising tone, another way that you can use it is to sound more open. So sometimes whenever you use a rising tone, you know, in moderation, it can make you sound more approachable. But if you're using falling tones constantly, it's going to make you sound very unapproachable, kind of like you are creating a distance between yourself and who you're talking to.
Yeah. So if it's like, today we're going to talk about equations. There are four important types of equations, blah, blah, blah. That sounds really closed off, and that person sounds angry. And a lot of times, I think American students would tend to disengage from that kind of presentation. So there's definitely a balance between using falling, rising, and level tones. Let's talk just briefly. We already kind of touched on this, but we see how tones might function when someone's making a presentation where they're speaking for big blocks of time. But we also use tone in conversation, and they serve an important function. And I think we can see that in last week's episode. And so let's talk just a little bit about how that functions even in a conversational context. It seems like people use falling tones to indicate when they're done with a point. So let's say I have a falling tone at the end of my statement. The other people speaking with me would assume that it's appropriate for them to go ahead and speak if they have something to say. If I'm using a rising tone, they might say something like, yeah, that says, like, I'm listening. They know I'm at the end of one thought, but I'm not done speaking. So I want to say something else, and they'll know when I'm done when I have a falling tone.
Right.
Would you guys agree?
Definitely.
Yes. And sometimes people don't do that, and so you think they're going to keep talking, but they're done. So they did it wrong, and it's really confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can create a lot of confusion in conversation.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, you're waiting for the conclusion, but it never comes.
The punchline, if you will.
Right, exactly. The punchline never comes. That's the worst kind of joke.
That is the worst.
Every joke I tell.
Yeah.
Okay, and so if you noticed, while Lindley is talking, every time that she does a falling tone, not every time, but a lot of times when she makes a falling tone, I say, yeah, yes, because that's kind of my cue to indicate to her that I comprehended what she just said.
Yeah. I finished an idea, and you're letting me know that you heard that.
Right.
Yeah. And I think people also use rising tones in conversation to kind of hold on to that tone. So, I mean, to hold on to their turn in speaking. So let's say that I'm conducting an interview, okay, and I say something like, okay, so I would like to ask you a few questions. Then people might say, okay, yes, I'm ready for that. They might give me some kind of verbal response. But if I said, I want to ask you a few questions, I can't even do it, make myself have a rising tone. I want to ask you a few questions.
Yes.
Then they might just say something brief like, okay, and then they would be expecting that I would immediately come in with the question. They don't feel the pressure to say something at that time.
Yes.
So we hope that makes sense to you about how tones function both in making presentations and also in conversation. We definitely want to hear back from you. We want to hear your thoughts about how this works. If you have examples from something you've seen in an English TV show or movie, we would love to hear about it. You can let us know your thoughts or comments by contacting us on our blog at englishpodcastblog.wordpress.com. You can leave comments on any of those posts. Or you can also send us an email at english.podcast.ttu@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.